This is Katie and Kay. Between 1984 and 1999, the late Mary Ferguson had a public affairs program here on Katie and Kay. This I remember. Mary recorded all of her shows on cassette tapes. These tapes have been lost for years. Mary's family discovered them and donated them to the Carbondale Historical Society, and Katie and Kay was able to digitize all the tapes. In collaboration with the Carbondale Historical Society, Katie and Kay is proud to present these conversations. Enjoy!
Thanks for having me on, Mary.
Anyway, Skip, you did go to Greece and Italy. Tell us of some of your impressions of your trip. I know it was too short to gain too many, but I know you have a lot of them to share.
Well, it did go real fast. We went on a bus tour. I traveled with my mom and a niece and nephew of mine, and they're 15 and a 12-year-old. And we landed in Rome, and I guess I'll just start with Rome. I really loved Rome. It was a very interesting city in that it had all sorts of ancient buildings around, but they were just interspersed with all of the modern buildings too. And it was just great to see people just interacting with the ancient buildings just right all around them. I thought that was very interesting.
Were the people rushing around madly as they do here in the United States?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you take a cab in Rome, you better hold on. they really drive. There's real narrow streets, and everyone's running around on their little motor scooters, you know, and it's I think you'd get used to it once you were there for a little while, but to an American coming over and seeing it for the first time, it seems a little crazy. The traffic is just real fast moving, and they don't seem to pause. You know, people just jump right out whenever they need to go, and the other person's expected to slow down and not hit them.
Japan, the cars are so tiny, so small. Here we have such big cars, big trucks, and big buses and everything. Did you find that true in Rome?
Yeah, they had a lot of small cars. The smallest was a Fiat. I don't remember exactly what model, but it's a Fiat. It makes a Volkswagen Bug look like a Cadillac. The car is extremely small.
How did your teenagers react?
They loved it. They had a great time all around.
Very curious people.
Yeah.
So, and then where did you go from Rome?
Well, I should say a couple of things I saw in Rome. St. Peter's in Rome.
Oh, yes.
Which is, I think, the largest church anywhere on the planet, basically. It's where the Pope stays. And it's just a very impressive building, intricately detailed, and the scale of the building is just immense. They said it was twice as long as any church in the States anywhere. It's just an immense building, and there's no way to describe it except to see it.
Yes, you need to see it to imagine the magnitude of it.
Yeah, it was just beautiful, beautifully decorated, just a really impressive building. And it would be great to see a service there, some sort of service would be great to see in a building like that. But and that's where Michelangelo's Pieta is kept there. We saw that too, which is a statue of, I heard two different things. It's the descent of Christ off the cross, or it's Mary's sadness. Those are the two descriptions I heard of the Pieta. And I want to say classic, but classic isn't quite the right. It's a masterpiece by Michelangelo, and it was nice seeing that. And we also saw the Sistine Chapel that same day.
That's great.
And just the famed ceiling of the Sistine Chapel was really great to see, and it's newly restored also. So that was really neat. Also, we went to see the Trevi Fountain, which is a beautiful fountain there in Rome, Spanish Steps. I don't think I have time to really describe the trip. I feel like this show should probably go like the trip. It was like boom, boom, boom.
They
stick you on the bus and then you're out of there. You know, so we spent 2 nights in Rome. Then we went, spent about a half an hour in Pisa, saw the Leaning of Tower of Pisa. Then it's like back on the bus, let's go. And then we went to Florence that next day. In Florence, we saw the David by Michelangelo and some other pieces by Michelangelo that were really great. It's just great seeing all that artwork in real life.
That's a memory you'll remember forever.
Absolutely. It was moving just to see some of that work. I just found it amusing to myself that I was being emotionally moved by looking at a piece of rock that someone had.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a carved piece of rock, obviously, but still, it's a pretty impressive thing.
Has a deep down meaning that just fills you.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. But let's see, where else did we go? We only spent one night in Florence. It didn't feel like I really got a great feeling for that city. It just seems smaller than Rome. Rome is probably more urban, but we didn't stay there that long, and I'm sure we missed a lot.
What kind of reservations did you have? Hotels? What kind of beds did you have?
We had fairly decent accommodations. Stayed in hotels the whole way through. It was the Kush ride.
So.
But one of the impressive things in the first hotel was I got my teenage niece and nephew to have elevator races in the in the first hotel late night. I had them just running through the hotel, and I was trying to hide out and not get in trouble.
Any escalators?
No, not really.
Because that's usually one thing the kids love.
Yeah.
Is the escalators.
Yeah, we had lots of elevators that closed really fast. You had to rush in, or else you'd get crushed by the door. But anyway, I guess I'll just go on with where we were. We also went to Venice, had a gondola ride in Venice, which was great.
That's quite an experience to be riding on a gondola in a city.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I'd just like to say about Italy in general, I felt like the colors on the streets were really beautiful. That's definitely one thing that I'll remember. Just walking down an average street anywhere that you're going in Rome or Florence or Venice, you see these buildings that are very old and antique looking, but they have these dark, rich red colors or blue colors or oranges that you just don't really see that sort of thing around in the States that often. But the colors were just really rich and beautiful out there.
We have a pink house here, a pink trailer here in town.
Yep.
That's unusual.
I have seen that. That's a nice little building. And I think Lily's house is purple.
Yes. Then you went, after you left Venice, then?
Venice, we went to Sorrento. This is where it started getting blurry for me. Because you're just
too many memories all at once.
Yeah, it's the crash course on Europe for sure.
Yes.
But we went to Sorrento, where they had a great pool that the kids all love. There are water slides down in the pool and everything. I did forget Assisi. I think Assisi was before Sorrento, and Assisi is the town where it's the headquarters for the monks who follow Saint Francis of Assisi, and we went to a church there, which was an extremely beautiful, very detailed frescoes all over the walls and patterns. all over the place in this church. And that we got there in the daytime, toured the church, then we went to the hotel, got settled, then we walked through the town, and we actually saw another smaller church that was also beautiful. You just see so much ancient history when you go out. You know, in America, it's about 200 years old, you know, and that stuff is great. But it's just great to also to see stuff that's a few thousand years
thousands
old.
Thousands of years old.
Yeah. That's a really neat thing. But so we were able in Assisi to see a concert that was, it was a choral concert sung in Latin. They had a partial orchestra, mostly strings, and these people sung this choral concert in Latin, and you could follow along in the book as well as you could. It was sort of tough to follow, but it was really beautiful seeing a concert, a classical concert in this church that's about 900 years old, and just it's all lit up at nighttime, and it was really beautiful.
Doesn't that make you feel small and timid?
Yeah.
That you're even afraid to sneeze for fear you'll disturb something.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. It was a great place to see a concert. And I didn't even really get that impression that much, though. People were walking in and out. I mean, not making that much noise, but it didn't feel like you were stuck in there.
Well, what did you find in the food? What, anything? Because you have Italian restaurants and things of that sort here. And
mm-hmm. Well, I went around and I had lasagna. I had some lasagna that was very good. And I also was eating some gnocchi, which is potato dumplings in mostly like a tomato sauce. And that was... I'd actually had gnocchi out in the States before, but I figured I'd try a few different places in Italy, and that was real good. The food, all in all, was we didn't go to some of the best restaurants, partially because the kids that we were with, my niece and nephew, were they're not real sophisticated eaters, not that I am, but I'm probably a little better than they are. They're used to
home cooking.
Right, exactly. So we had definitely several very good meals out there. And I know you had in your notes whether I had visited any radio stations.
Yes, whether you visited.
And I didn't visit any radio stations, but I brought a small transistor radio with me so I could listen to the radio in these different places that I went, and that was a lot of fun. It seemed like they had a lot of disco, techno, dance kind of music, modern dance music, I guess. And let's see, a little rock and roll, not that much. There's a lot more kind of hard rock around here that I've noticed. They had a lot of foreign language, but a lot of that was kind of a dance beat sort of stuff. And one night I did find a jazz show that was very good. They were playing Louis Armstrong and Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan and people like that. But that was only one night. I think that was in... so hard to remember at this point. One of those towns. I think it was Florence. I heard a jazz show in Florence.
How did you compare Italy to Greece?
It seemed like Italy had a lot more fine art. And Greece had, we saw more ruins in Greece, and then we'd go into the museums and we'd see earlier versions of artwork, not versions that are not quite as refined as what you had in Italy, like by Michelangelo in particular. But in Greece we saw Olympia along with a museum. In Olympia is where the Olympic Games began.
Yes.
And let's see, and then we went to Delphi, and in both those places we saw the site, and then we saw the museum where a lot of the statues were taken out of. What I'm trying to say is the statues were in these places, and they took them out and put them in museums so they wouldn't get damaged by pollution or
stolen.
Stolen, exactly, or vandalized. So we saw Olympia, Delphi, and then we went to Athens and spent 3 nights in Athens and saw the Acropolis. And that was one of the things I was looking forward to the most, I have to say, just because I remember studying in school all about the Acropolis and the Parthenon, and it was neat to be able to go and see that stuff
firsthand.
Yeah. We weren't able to like walk into it because they were doing restoration work and stuff, but we were able to see it, and that was a neat thing. And actually, driving around Athens, you can see it from, depending on where you are, you just sort of look up. It's because it's one of the highest points in the city, and you can see the Acropolis, and at night they light it up. They have light shows and stuff, which we didn't go to, but I wish we had gone to. But they have a light show up there.
Well, you can't do everything after all.
Especially in the short time period we had.
What time is it?
What time? We've got 12 minutes.
Okay, so. Well, anyway, the mode of living. When I was talking to a Chinese boy, he says, Americans don't, parents don't eat together. I mean, the families don't eat together. Mm-hmm. And then a little boy from Norway, not a little boy, but a college boy, said that in the United States, parents think more of the dogs than they do of their kids. They take better care of their dogs.
Yeah.
And that's, well, yeah. That in home life in Italy and Greece is different entirely.
I imagine it is. Unfortunately, we really didn't get a chance to see that sort of thing firsthand. They all seemed very nice. I think Greece, they seem maybe a little more gentle. But pretty much wherever we went, people were friendly. Didn't really have any problems with any of the people. And you learn how to speak a few words in Italian and try and not act too stupid. I consider myself a stupid American anyway, so.
Yeah, that's not true. Anyway, our kids are boisterous. Mm-hmm. Did you find that true there?
We took some boat trips. In Greece, we went to some different islands. We went to Aegina and Poros and Hydra. And during that trip, there's a small swimming pool that fills up with salt water from the Mediterranean. And we just stayed on deck, but the kids I was with didn't want to go in that pool, but all the Italian kids were just jumping around, having a great, great old time in the pool. But, Charlie and Sammy were just going, oh, that water looks dirty, I don't know. So even the water that we saw, though, was really, except for Venice. Venice, it's widely known. The waters there are pretty dirty just because all the garbage ends up going there eventually.
It's used for so many purposes, not only sailing.
Yeah, and it's just everything goes into that water. But I mean, it was great seeing it. And I'd heard it was kind of getting bad in Venice because there's too many tourists. I wouldn't agree with that. I mean, not that there aren't a lot of tourists, but I mean, you still see it and you still experience it.
That's such a Well, it's different than walking down the street in Carbondale.
Yeah, it was definitely culture shock coming back.
Yes.
Well, I ended up, well, we flew back from Athens and landed in New York and basically spent time in the New York airport, but you still get a sort of New York feeling while you're there. And then I went to Chicago, spent another day there, and then I came back here. So just in a few days, I had 2 days, I had 4 airplane rides. that was quite enough. But and then today I went to see the air show. So
yes, tell us something about the air show.
Well, we went out there. I was out there first thing in the morning, went with my friend Alex, and we just checked out some of the airplanes from the ground and went into a few of the military planes, and that was kind of neat. There were some military helicopters there, and they had some stunt planes, and I don't know anything about planes, so I feel like I really don't know what
I'm
talking
about. Do you ever have any desire to be a pilot?
I think it would be fun. I definitely would enjoy it. Whether I'll ever get around to it, who knows. I'd like to think that one day I'll take some lessons.
Well, sure. I think that one of my sons did. He had 2 planes at one time, and he said there was the quietness in the air that he didn't... Well, he was kind of a loner,
mm-hmm.
that you didn't feel on the ground.
Yeah. Well, they had parachuters during the show. I think that was one of the first things. They had a few people parachute down onto the landing strip, and that was pretty neat. I think if you're in a parachute, that's probably the quietest way to go, as far as air travel. I don't think anything could compare, because you're pretty much, I work for Unicorn Balloons, and I've taken balloon rides, and that's quiet, but even then you still have the pilot light on and you hear gas hissing. But when you're on a parachute, you're just all by yourself, just with the wind rushing
yes.
by. And my mom actually did that. She my mom at 65 years old took a tandem flight paragliding just last year.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. So she's one up on me there.
Well, I went up in a balloon one time, and I thought, this is crazy, going up in a balloon.
Yep.
But you know, after I got up in the air, and we glided through the air in such a smooth, silent way.
It's not scary at all.
I thought it wasn't scary at all. And then he'd look down, and when I went on it, I thought, gee, this is crazy, why am I doing it?
Yeah.
But I did it.
Yeah, it's fun. I think flying in general is fun, but when you've just taken a 9 or 10 hour flight from Athens, and then a 2 hour flight from New York, and then you're faced with the prospect of taking another 2 flights back from Chicago to Aspen, it's kind of scary. But it wasn't all that bad.
Well, you rode in several different kinds of planes then,
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. And yeah, that's one thing. We did have lots of different vehicles. We rode around on the bus, rode in planes, boats, cars, taxis. We didn't go on any motor scooters. That was one thing we were lacking. Which I think everyone who's cool in Rome drives around on a little motor scooter, moped or scooter or whatever they've got.
Well, that's unusual, well, isn't it?
And you'd see people in business suits, or women in like full dresses riding around on their scooters, and men in business suits. And part of the reason is because the gas is a lot more expensive there. So it's kind of a conservation thing. We should probably take a tip from them around here, actually, on that one. But it was fun.
It really gives you a different outlook when you come home than you had before you went there.
Yeah,
I'd
definitely say that's true.
A different set of humanity, for that matter, mm-hmm. than coming home and
I'd
comparing.
I'd definitely recommend travel for anyone who can
can do so.
Who can get it? Who can
do it? Oh, yes.
It's
any mode of travel. There's only one travel I'm not going to ever take that I know of. I don't want to be in a submarine. I'm afraid of the water.
Really?
I've tried everything else, but no submarine.
That could get claustrophobic.
Well, it even thinking about it makes me claustrophobic.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it myself, I don't think, but I could see where I think people do get very claustrophobic, especially on long trips in submarines. I guess we're kind of winding down here, but...
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your having me on.
Well, I've enjoyed listening to you, and you weren't as nervous as you thought you would be. You're quite interested in telling us
You made me feel comfortable just telling me it's a conversation.
So...
All right, well, I'll just play the theme song, and Rex will be coming up in a minute or two.
Right. Thank you for listening, Katie and Kay.
Memories, memories.
This is Katie and Kay. Thank you for listening to This I Remember. Thank you to the Carbondale Historical Society for helping make these conversations available. The complete audio archive and transcriptions can be found at carbondalehistory.org.